So today is the day of the inauguration of the 46th president of the United States of America, Joe Biden. And today is, I kind of have mixed feelings on this. The reason why is, of course, we're happy to get the clown out of the presidency. Orange Cheetah Puff. Definitely very fucking happy about that, right? But the man that is filling the slot, if you will, has had a lot to do with the incarceration rate for black people, especially in the 90s. And I mean, the vice president was, you know, a DA, so that's their job to lock people up. Now, she did have a lot of different programs and things of that nature that I heard of. That was good and progressive, excuse me, in the Bay Area. But, you know, it's just one of those things. I am becoming a gun advocate, if you will, especially, like I said, for black women, single black women. And I think having more than 10 bullets in a clip should be okay, you know what I mean? I'm not like a Second Amendment, you know, fanatic, but I understand the difference between the infringement of it, which is legislation and all that kind of stuff. I don't think any and everybody should have it. You know, I do think it should be more than a 10-day wait period per se. Like getting a shotgun or a rifle, I believe that you can get out of that like within the day, you know. But automatic, semi-automatics, like, yeah, those. You might not want to have crazy people have those, you know. But I also think, you know, we should have more training and a better psychological profiling for cops and, you know, your FBIs and et cetera, et cetera. For your presidency, you know what I mean? I think that there's other things that we can do to make sure there's not like a loss of life, you know? That's the major thing. Is life is precious. We only get one of these, you know, because a dead man has never come back to the living to tell them whether they lied or not, you know. And you know, it's the first time that a president has ever said, yeah, I owe this to the black community. And I owe anything to a certain community. Like I said before, now it's time to keep them accountable. Let's see if their words carry any truth to it. it, like most politicians, which are many bloodsuckers of the poor. So I don't know, you know, like, we always talk about lesser of two evils, and it would just be nice to not deal with lessers of two evils, to just get it right. But I understand that this system has to do with white supremacy, and the people in power are supposed to uphold the continuation of white supremacy. And that's really what this is about. No matter what the color or gender or whatever new shiny thing is the thing, it's the same. It's been the same since 1619, or even before then, you know what I mean? But that's what it is. Over 400 years. It's a well-oiled, well-defined machine. And if there's an anomaly or something that happens, then they course correct very quickly. Yeah. So we'll see what the fuck they talking about. We'll see if he does anything, especially with the House and the Senate under Democratic hold, being what bills he's going to get passed through. And if he immediately goes after gun control, then I'm saying that's not it. It's not what we need right now. We need more than just gun control. Fuck your gun control right now, honestly. Especially while we still have a pandemic going on. I mean, even white folks will still have a mass shooting in a pandemic. You know? The crazies are going to be crazies. The hateful and spiteful are still going to be this hateful and spiteful. But I would think a police reform would be a beautiful thing. Let's go after that first. Let's go after health care, so our insurance and things are all fucked up. Not like Obamacare, but the insurance companies, if you will. So, I just want to timestamp this, if you will. Being the 20th of January, 2021, you know. In the next 4 years, there's going to be a lot of crazy things going on. I mean, can we reinstate the people who were doing the CDC stuff for these diseases and viruses and shit, especially the things that are overseas, you know? Like, I don't know, it might be a different total topic. So I don't, excuse me, I gotta stop yelling. I don't want to go off in the left field like I usually do. I did want to touch on this because, you know, it is a transition. It's at least a handoff. It could be running the same race like track and field when they pass the baton, but, you know, there is a handoff, essentially. And hopefully this leg of the race benefits America. Not just a portion of it, but like all of us, you know? Like, I would be happy if they redid you know, police policies and procedures. You know, more people were getting thrown in jail for killing unarmed anybody, especially black folks. I would love it if, you know, if we could get this fucking pandemic under control. 2 weeks. Lockdown. Everybody got food, clothing, shelter. And we just handle that shit. Well, 3 weeks. Because, you know, inevitably somebody's gonna get the fuck out and do some stupid shit. But it's still cold, you know? Once it gets like, the fuck is that? Like spring, summer again? Motherfuckers was out there chilling at a Bow Wow concert, man. Fucking Bow Wow. When was the last time this Negro done had a hit? You know what I mean? Like, he ain't dope. He ain't never been to anything. You know what I mean? Like, but and the cold thing about it is it had to be people in my age bracket. Hold on a second. Like I said, it had to be people in my age bracket, because the songs that he did have is when he was like a teenager, when he was really little. I mean, he a grown-ass man at this time on like CSI shows and bullshit. He ain't had a hit in 20 fucking years, you know? So I don't know who done went out to go see Bow Wow at some little hole in the wall, whatever else. But whoever he was there with, because he wasn't the headliner, like, come on, man, can we get our shit fucking together? You know what I mean? So. Can we get Bill Gates to stop doing anything right now? Like, you've done enough. Like, just live your life on a small little farm, you know, on an island someplace that no one knows about. This motherfucker's buying up all the farmland and shit in America. He's already doing bullshit with viruses, and he don't have no training, no education on it, no nothing. He just got money that he can fund these things. You know what I mean? Now what is he about to do with food? You know? I don't know. But I'm going to need these next 4 years to be cool, to be kosher. You know? So, what's happening on the personal realm? Personal realm, life is good. They said it may snow over here in Seattle on Sunday, which it's real crisp. The air is crisp as fuck out here. So I'm hoping no, but we will see. As I check the weather. There we go. Let's see. Sunday is still supposed to be rain. 41 to 34. Monday is 42 to 31. Tuesday 40. So maybe we dodged it. I don't know. But hopefully, because I can't. You know? Did something recently that I haven't done in quite some time. Well, not quite some time, but anyway. I went and grabbed a whole bunch of new drawers. Now, I've been, you know, I've had new draws here and there, of course. But what I did was throw away some of the older ones. I threw away some boxers, y'all. Fucking boxers. Not boxer briefs. And I've been through away the briefs. Like, it's been over 20 years since I was in some tighty whities, you know what I mean? Like, I think I went from briefs to boxers in the 90s, I want to say. Everything was boxers. Everything was boxers. But then when we started learning about boxer briefs, and it was a slow transition. And I held out with some of these draws. You know, some of them got, man, I mean, they're destroyed, you know. But that band was holding on, so it would go on the way. You know what I mean? You know, just this last weekend, I was out near a Walmart, and I just bought 2 packs. It was like, you know, these other motherfuckers. And it's not like I've, you know what I'm saying, like, I need to do laundry, but I also bought them because I need to do laundry in case I can't do laundry. And I got some drawers, you know what I mean? The other stuff will be cool. I got the wife beaters at home, you know, new pack, but it's just, it's time, you know, that it's just all, they're all like within a year or two, you know what I mean? If not, you know, like bought last year. They're all within a year or two. Not even 2 years. You know what I mean? And that's been the first time that I think I've done that, you know? It's the one thing, man, when you're on child support and shit, like, you don't have an extra $500. That's just nice to have $5,000 or $500 a month, because that ends up being about $7,000 for the year. $7,000 for the year, man. There's a lot that you can do with $7,000 a year. You know, not a whole bunch, but shit. You tell me you can't. Is that not a car note? Is that not a car note with insurance? At least. You know, you still got to pay the gas, but that's at least that, right? How many trips can you take with that? Like, honestly, how many trips can you take with that? Especially if your airfare is going to be cheap as fuck because nobody's flying or whatever. You know, they're trying to do anything to just get it out there. You might even be able to get a car. Like, buy a car with that. You know? So, there's just a lot of things that, you know, your boy just has not been able to do. And, you know, it's been cool. It's been cool to be able to slowly, you know, accumulate some things and do certain stuff. Like, you know, I was able to get a 9mm. You know what I mean? This last year. Working on getting a kit that'll transfer my other gun, that's a Glock, to get what's called an upper, so that it will shoot 22s. Now that's important because that's the newest one where that is the model and brand, the 22 caliber, that only like gun heads know, because everybody thinks like, you know, 22s are bullshit or whatever. 22 will pop somebody in the head and the bullet won't ever come out. It'll rattle around in their brain. I want to say it kills the most people in America. You know what I mean? You shoot it in the vitals, organ or something, and it'll bounce around. It'll hip bone, split bone, stay in bone. You know what I mean? Like, it's any gun is better than no gun, but it does a lot of damage. It's not very powerful, doesn't go very far, but it does what it needs to do. I say this because it's also the most least expensive ammo out there. I was able to get 500 something, you know, 22 long range bullets for like $26, yo. And then I got other little ones. Those are all in one box. And I got like 250 more, and they were like $4 a piece. They were in boxes of 50. They were like $3 or $4 a piece. The only thing is, you got to clean that bitch a lot because the bullets are real gunky, you know? It's a weird thing, but without having to buy a whole nother gun, I don't think that this thing has a serial number. You know what I mean? It can be shipped to your home. Which I don't have really anything shipped to my home, but it can be. But that's what I'm working on. Matter of fact, with Glocks, you can pretty much buy an upper and build your lower, meaning what you hold in your hand. And not have any serial numbers, you know what I mean? Like, yo. That's not a ghost gun, but it's very close, you know what I mean? Now, you know, bullets will still, you can still find those here and there or wherever, you know? And that's one of the things, you know, that when you pick up your casings, you should be, relatively should be, good. That's one thing about practicing. If you shoot, you kind of know where they go, so... You know, yeah, man, I'm into it, you know. I really wanted to go hunting again, but hopefully soon, you know, next few months it'll be warm. And hopefully this year I'll be able to go with my dad and we'll just do some shooting in the area, you know. I got a guy who I met at Cabela's. I met him when I first... purchased my gun. And then 10 days later when I went out to go get it, you know. So, he's somebody who... Yeah. He's... I've already kind of... made acquaintances with him, you know, arrangements, if you will. He's worked in a pawn shop that had guns and whatnot, so he's familiar with certain things. He builds them. You know, this is the guy, this is OG that I need in my life as far as guns go. And now, you know, yeah, I'm just with mentorship. I need those kind of people, and I'm trying to share what they tell me with whomever will listen. You know, I think everybody should have one. Maybe not carry, but it should at least have access to it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Huh? Perfect. Thank you. I just think that everybody should have access to them. I think everybody should be proficient at them. And, you know, if everybody has guns, I don't think we'd have half the issues because everybody's strapped. You know, like Texas. Motherfuckers are hella polite, but everybody's strapped. Everybody is strapped. Your granny's strapped. grandpapa the strap. You know what I mean? So, I think guns make a society a polite society. And, yeah, man. I'm looking forward to going shooting. Man, I got a shitload of ammo for my nines. I need to re-up on my other ones that I got. Like I said, I'm getting the converter kit for that. So when I go to the range and I bring my own ammo, because right now the ammo is ridiculous if you're not getting it at Cabela's or maybe a Dick's Sporting Goods. You know, because they're not fluctuating the price. They're not gouging. You just got to get there when they have them. That's the only problem. And I just don't live in that area, so I, you know, need help to get there or whatever. But, man, when I leave, I do damage. You know what I mean? But you got to have, you're responsible for your own resupply. For your own re-up, essentially. So, but when I go shooting, I want to be able to still keep my focus and target and all that kind of good stuff, but without going through my real ammo, you know? So that's where the conversion to the 22 is really helpful, because they're so fucking cheap. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit there and shoot 500 bullets in one sitting. Unless I'm using different stuff, like, you know, something that'll spit it out like that, then yeah, maybe. But, nah, not for, you know, pew-pew. You know, for pew-pew, I might do 300. I think really about 150 is where I want to be. You know, three boxes is good, because you got to load and all that stuff. Maybe four. So four boxes of 50, which is 200. Like, that's good in one sitting. So, and I can do that. You can do that all day with the 22s. It doesn't have the recoil or the kickback, but you still are loading it. You still are aiming. You still have targets. You know, I go into a place, and especially on a ladies' night, you know, it's 2-for-1. It's like $30. $20 for the lane, and $5 to $10 on the target, you know. So yeah. But if you're trying to get guns, now would probably be the time, because, like I said, there is going to be some gun control that happens. Like, it's just inevitable. Like, it happened from 94 to 2004. Sorry, the maintenance guy is leaving. So, yeah. Try to get that. If you're thinking about it, do it now. Get your 10 days in now. Do your ordering now. Do all that shit now. As much as you possibly fucking can. Try to stock up on ammo as much as you can now. Because I have a feeling it's going to dissipate. Like, it's already hard enough to get the stuff as it is, but it's going to continue to do that. And if this guy does some stuff, you never know. So, anywho, just throwing it out there. Yeah, we'll just keep our eyes on things, huh? So yeah, I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but last week I was supposed to have a meeting with the manager about this white girl's behavior, you know what I mean? And guess what happened? The next day she was supposed to come through, the bitch fucking called out sick, you know? Which is interesting in a pandemic, you know, when she's been called out a couple of times since I've been here. And I've only been here, say, 4 months. I was sickish. Just like interesting, you know, the maintenance guy called out as well. You know, I swear, like, if you had issues, you know, feeling bad or whatever, as long as it ain't like bubble guts, you gotta have like some paperwork now. Like before, you didn't need no paperwork, but now you need paperwork to say that you ain't got the COVID. You know what I mean? They gotta tickle your brain a little bit. One of them swabs. Why the fuck do I still have this goddamn mask on? Hold on, take this shit the fuck off. Yeah, take this shit off. Fuck. I don't know where I want to put it, because this place... So one of the things is we don't lounge or anything of that nature. Shit, Asminda was the cleaning lady from my old spot. So everybody has to do it themselves. I'm supposed to be over at a different property at least once a week so they can see my face and, you know, get acclimated. You know what I mean? I said that when I first got here, and then it kind of fell through, but we're implementing that again. So, I don't know. We will see. We will see what happens, because it's supposed to happen again today. I'm going to save a little bit of time for, you know, responses and whatnot. For this particular pod. But what I'm going to talk about kind of was brought up because of like sports, actually. You know, I don't really talk too much about sports, even though I love it. You know, the summer of Floyd basically was 2020. You know what I mean? You know, after punk-ass police officer, not all of them, but a majority of them are like that, you know what I'm saying? Or will corroborate some bullshit of a fucking punk-ass cop, and that's, you know, whatever. That makes them the same, essentially, in my book. But after 8 minutes and 46 seconds, you know, the world kind of took things seriously. Different than being shot, you know, just sat there with a smirk on his face. And you would think that there was a whole bunch of change that was going to happen because people were in the streets constantly. And, you know, Portland, shit, man, bless their little hearts. They was out there for over 100 fucking days. And they had Gestapos and all that other kind of shit, you know? But, we'll take sports. What happened to start with that? They just got finished done with the season. A season that started with booze when they played their first televised game of this year, because there was no preseason, no nothing. Just here goes the games, Kansas City. It was something Black Lives Matter, and Kansas City booed. The fans that were there booed. And they threw it to Chris Collinsworth, and he didn't know what the fuck to say. Shouldn't be his job to have to say anything after that. But then we look at the end of the year and the hires, as it stands presently, on Inauguration Day, there is 2 black head coaches in the NFL. 2. Mike Tomlin and Flores. That's it. Just 2. 32 teams.
two black head coaches. We've had our first Muslim coach. So there's that. Funny thing is, though, it's weird because I thought that the whole rave was supposed to be about offense. Offensive coordinators. The new innovative offensive coordinators. People's people. Like McVay has had somebody hired, and he's only been coaching for 3 years, at least as a head coach. Andy Reid has had two previous offensive coordinators get head coach's job. Peterson, who got a head coaching job. And now, the fuck is you looking at? Oh, bitch ass. Peterson, who just got fired from the Eagles. And Nagy, who was supposed to be some brilliant coach or whatever, whose offense, as well as the office, have made just tremendous fuck-ups. I mean, they went and picked higher to get Trubisky. See, that's what they want. They want the young, white, running, mobile quarterbacks. They don't want the young, black ones, because apparently we're still too dumb to understand or call a fucking game or, you know, regurgitate your plays or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I'm not going to get into Josh Allen and because he's done a lot better this year. I think it really helps when you have a pretty good wide receiver. Like, if you take Kirk Cousins from Minnesota, he had Stephon Diggs the last few years. Stephon Diggs wasn't very happy, but he was there. That opens up a whole lot of shit, especially that whole dink and dunk bullshit of, Kirk Cousins. Well, Stephon Diggs is now in Buffalo. Stephon's happy because the one thing Josh Allen can do is throw the fucking ball. Maybe not accurate, but he can throw it down the field, and he will throw it down the field. So Stephon is doing pretty good. His numbers are good. He's the number one wide receiver over there, just like he was in Minnesota, but he's out there in a great position. And Minnesota didn't do shit this year. Kirk Cousins is still going to get paid, mind you, because that's what they do. They pay the white boys. But I say all that to say, Eric Bieniemy has been the offensive coordinator at least for the last 3 or 4 years, calling plays last couple of years for Kansas City Chiefs. Super Bowl defending, mind you. If he were white, they would be fucking falling over each other to hire this Negro. That's just what it is. Because they've already done it. They've already picked from the Andy Reid tree. Andy Reid tree is strong. It's rivaling the Bill Belichick tree. Which the Bill Belichick tree is so false. It's tricksy. Because their system coordinators, the only one who's doing decently, and that's decently, is Flores. And that's decently. He's fighting to get in the playoffs. Hasn't been in the playoffs yet, but he's fighting to get into the playoffs. After trading a whole bunch of assets 2-3 years ago to get draft picks, like Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, who's a Pro Bowler safety, plays for the Steelers now. So you got rid of him. You got rid of, I want to say, Tunsil or something like that. They put him over to the Texans. Blah, 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 blah. You got the Uso, you know, the lefty quarterback. He's all right. I don't think he's going to be the left arm Drew Brees. I don't see it. It's promising, but I think there's a limit to the ceiling of what this guy can do. Tui Tagovailoa. Tua. Anyway, because they're talking about trading, you know, old boy out of fucking the Texans. Which the Texans need a head coach, mind you. Or unless they already grabbed a white bird. I don't know. My whole point is, what has happened after all this demonstration, protest? What has actually happened in this world that we can tangibly be like, yo, this was changed after this event happened? Like, we can't even get that in fucking sports. They got rules. They got the Rooney rules for this kind of shit. And they just kind of skirt over it because it's systematic. They find a workaround and then they go with that. You know? Like I said, it's cool that we got the first Muslim American or whatever as the head coach for a team with the Jets. But again, I thought the trend was supposed to be the offensive people. So which is it? New York was just like, you know what, fuck it. We'll do this. Because you can't be mad. He's a minority. You know what I mean? But even so, how the fuck? Just how the fuck? How does that happen? Where all the workforce is like of a certain color and management is like 180 of that. I don't like, take construction. It's mostly white boys that are your workers, and your foremans are mostly white boys. And the rest of it is mostly white boys. You might have a secretary that's a woman, but minorities and women get fucked off in that field. Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe nurses, but their bosses are their doctors. Then you have the office managers who may be black, but then they're gonna have to deal with somebody who's in corporate. And what's that? White folks. You might have a lot of Filipinos or Eritreans or whatever that's doing the CNA, MA, up to nursing. But then when it comes down to it, white folks are in charge of it. So for change that means anything, what has come about? What actually stuck? I got a job in management, you know, low end of it. But that's about it. And it took like 20 fucking attempts in a pandemic for me to get it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. I'm just asking, if we really think and we ask ourselves, what stuck? What happened? And what stuck after that? Can't really say much has it?
Barbie, is this the one that calls that? No, that calls somebody else. I think it's the ones on the floor that, I don't know.
It smells in here like this restaurant called Eggs and Plants or something like that in Belltown. And every time I walk past it makes me want to vomit because I hate the smell of it. It's like smells so, it doesn't smell that strong in here, but every time you walk past for an entire
block. It smells like oil.
Yeah.
It's like cooking oil.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's more of the smell. Eggs and Plants, though, it's like more a Mediterranean vegan place, and I don't know what it is, but they have something on their
menu. That would make sense,
like,
though.
Nasty.
Well, a lot of the vegan replacements for eggs, it's just oil. Mm. It's just vegetable oil that they make into eggs.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see, and I'll stand.
Oh, there's a little...
Is it weight bearing? Load bearing? It might be load bearing.
I guarantee I probably weigh just as much, if not more than you.
I told you, I hide weight well.
So do I. So do I.
It's all the hair, huh?
It's all hair. Okay, we're good. I'm not gonna die.
I've seen other people sit on it too, so that's probably new.
Okay.
Although I feel more comfortable sitting on that than these because these have been outside left in the rain because of Irina and...
Oh god, those things have COVID.
I know.
Okay, so really quick, I think we're all fully aware of why we're here. But I want to make sure that we're all on the same page of, I guess, just the past issues we've had. I think a lot of it is stemming from communication and either miscommunication, lack of communication, or just different communication styles in general. I do think it would be helpful for each of you to explain your prior frustrations. Even though we've had a really good week, I don't want to go back to how it was before because we are a really effective team when we are working together. I've never had such a strong group of people at these buildings, and what I do not want to happen is for somebody to feel like they don't have any other option but to transfer somewhere else. I really enjoy both of you here, and I am so excited for where you guys are both going, and I just really don't want something like this to get in the way of our progress. So, hey!
Outside. Yeah.
But, from my side, what I've heard from both of you is that the respect isn't always there, either way, on how we're communicating with each other. I think that through text, through Teams, through anything that's not verbal, we all could be a little better at communicating clearly what our intentions are. Whether that is a request for someone's assistance or for a document or for a project that needs to be done. It's just making sure that you communicate clearly that you guys, because I know that you guys respect each other in the positions that you're in. I think it's just that it's not getting communicated very well. The other thing that I've heard is that projects that people are getting, that are working on, there's not a transparency of what people are doing on a day-to-day basis. So, I know from my end, because I'm the one who is delegating, that you guys are working and that your jobs are getting completed. Now, it is unrealistic to expect everybody to put in exactly 8 hours. And I say that because there is not always going to be time for up that we have to fill. So if you are finding that you are not able to fill those 8 hours, come to me and I will delegate further to you. There is a lot of stuff that we could be working on, and at least with these file things, these file checklists and these office audits, I need help. So I'm going to start delegating tasks down. Now, I know that Alana specifically, you have a hard time with not taking on too much. So again, back to the communication thing, I need you to tell me when you're feeling overwhelmed, or to tell him when you're feeling overwhelmed, so that you can then pass something off to him. So on back to the transparency, projects that we're working on right now, Alana has her marketing, I don't know what you want to call it, Jason wants you to think of a name for it, but it's a bigger project for her to work on. It's a new, and you already know this, but it's a new role for her, and it's something that Jason's spearheading up to April, so it is something that you are going to need to focus more time on. So if that means that you can't take on other projects that I need to know that so that I'm not just bringing you other things to take on. Kim is going to be helping me with office audits because it's important for you to know what Brad's expectations are, because your next step in your roles is to take my spot at some point. Maybe not specifically here, but as a community manager, you need to know what to expect for these audits. Again, not to say that you shouldn't be part of this too, but both of those are really time-sensitive tasks. Both of them need to be worked on as soon as possible. That's what we're doing right now. Moving forward, once we have gotten past those points, once you're more comfortable with what you're going to be doing on a weekly basis for marketing, I think that it would be very beneficial for us three to either do daily check-ins or weekly check-ins, depending on how you guys feel, to just kind of go over what we're going to be working on day to day, so that we all know, hey, maybe this week Alana is going to be doing personal shops of all of our prompts, so she's not going to have time to do the DAR, so that you know that if you ask her, she's probably going to say no. Other way as well. I think that's going to be helpful, and I do think initially it might feel like a lot, and maybe like we're over-critiquing or over-correcting, I should say. But I do think that we'll be able to kind of take back to the middle again once we're at a good space. I do think that this week has gone really well. And I think that we're all at a good place, but I felt like it was really necessary for us to have this frank conversation because I am so invested in both of you that I don't want you guys to go anywhere. And I know that sounds extremely selfish, but I know you're both are going to do excellent things and thrive, and having multi-site on your resume is huge. I really think there's only three people in all of Thrive that have three buildings. Lindsay is now one of them, and there's one other person I don't know who it is. So, you know, I just think that we need to take advantage of the power that we have, and if we're not working together as a team, it's wasted. So, I will stop talking. I would like to hear from both of you what you feel has been different this week that has made us work more effectively, and what you could see change further to continue this trajectory. So, Alana, you can go first.
I mean, previously I've just been frustrated with the lack of, I feel like we haven't been a team, and that was like a huge part of me coming to Thrive, is like I was told by Sinnott, and like when I talked to you on the phone, when I talked to Lindsay, like everyone like really stressed the team aspect of like how like you could just like communicate with anybody that's like in Thrive, and like everyone's gonna be there for you, and I feel like there's been like times where like I haven't felt like we're all a team, like we can all like lean on each other, and I know it's like the same for me as well, I'm sure, is probably felt the same for me. I know there has been like a lack of respect I feel on both ends. Like I know that I have been lacking respect in ways because I felt like I haven't received the same respect on my end as well. So it's hard for me to reciprocate that respect when I felt like I haven't received that respect, but like I have started to just like stop thinking of like, doesn't matter what, like, I mean, like I have to give that respect regardless of if I feel that respect or not, because it just things will never work out if I don't. I think this week has gone well because I think that we've been communicating well, and I've been trying really hard to express, like, what I'm asking, or, like, just communicate on thoroughly and, like, whatnot, and not take things, I guess, so personally or, like, sensitively or, like, whatever, if there is, like, a communication barrier. I don't really know. There's obviously a lot of things I could say, but I don't really want to. I don't feel like some of my, like, concerns or issues or whatever in the past are necessarily relevant to moving forward. I don't think that's necessary to mention. And obviously, like, I do talk a lot and express a lot of outward emotions, so a lot of times I don't think that some of those times where I have expressed that, whether it's by doing things, like, in ways that I shouldn't, or, like, saying things or catching an attitude, I, like, whether doing that or whether it's just, like, by saying too much or, like, whatever, I just don't think that all of those things, all those reasons are necessarily, like, important to bring up for, like, moving forward. Like, if you think otherwise, then I'm more than happy to, like, speak more on them. I do want to take ownership of my attitude and of my lack of respect. I'm not, like, I know that regardless, nobody can change how somebody else thinks or, like, views you, and I don't want you, Kim, to ever think that I don't respect you as an assistant manager, or I don't look to you as a manager, but I also, like, don't want to feel like I'm, like, for lack of better words, like, I don't know, I just, like, I want to feel a team, and, like, that, like, if I did have an issue I could reach out to, and I have been just, like, doing that this week, because I'm, like, I just need to get over, like, whatever issues I think there are, or whatever, but, yeah, I don't know, like I said, I do want to take ownership for my lack of respect and my attitude and whatnot. Obviously, that stemmed from other things, it's just not out of the blue, but I do want to apologize for that, because I don't want you to think I don't respect you as a person or as an assistant manager or a managerial role, that's, like, whatever you want to call it, because I do, and I do look at you as, like, in a managerial role, and so I obviously don't want you to think that I don't look at you that way, but I just, so yeah, I do want to take ownership, and, like, I understand that I have made mistakes, and there are definitely ways that I can improve on my
Thomas is
cool. Thank you. You're welcome. It's cold.
You did an interesting job in this.
I'm ignoring it. Yeah, the last time that Jason was here, when he did the walk, Kyle stood in front of it so that he didn't see, but it needs to
be. It looks like doing the elevator at Boylston in front of the porno, because people, like, walk on tours and, like,
we need a drywall patch rather than whatever the hell we did. So, I had a thought. One thing that I think Alana had a good point about was prior. Okay, so first thing, you're both more than welcome to vent to me and use me as just a listening board. If that's all you need, that's awesome. We all need to vent about certain things. Like, sometimes Kyle uses my office too much and I don't want to kill him. But if it's something that you feel like we need to address, we can do that too. So I don't want you to feel like if you coming to me is going to be a conversation like this every single time. You're allowed to be frustrated by certain things. You're allowed to be annoyed about Boylston's residents, about the building. You're allowed to be frustrated about me. Talk to Kim about me. I don't mind that. If you feel like it's gotten to a point where we need to have a serious conversation, then we can do that. I think that this situation needed to have been addressed, and I think that it did get to a point where it was impeding our ability to work as a team. I forgot about one thing before. Just a random thought. If you are at Boylston or if you are at Pike and the other person's at the other building, communicate before we send leads to each other before we set appointments for each other. While we do have knock, if we're not there right then, we don't always see stuff like that. I guess what I'm really just trying to push here is at the beginning, over communicate until we find our flow and until we figure out what works for both of us, for all of us, not both of us. I know that had been a problem before on both ends, just not really understanding what people's schedules look like. You don't always take lunch exactly the same time Kim does. You don't have to. So it's easy to kind of figure out what you're doing because it's always at 2. But Alana doesn't necessarily need to take a lunch exactly at the same time every single day. And you know, I never leave, so you know where I am. That was just a side note of something I thought of before. So... Is that... You said...
I don't know.
I really appreciate the apology. I know that all of us can get really stressed out, and while everyone says, you know, leave your personal life at home, it's not really something everyone can do all the time. Like, I know on Mondays, you don't know this because you're not here on Mondays, I can be a little bitchy in the morning on Mondays because I get a little stressed out. Don't talk to me on Monday morning. Just because I get stressed out and overwhelmed with my weekly reports, especially when it's also the same day as month end. Warning for Monday. Obviously I'm not perfect, but it's not always going to be something you're able to control. Is all I'm trying to say there. So, but it, just as long as we notice that about ourselves and can communicate that with each other, I think we'll be okay. Kim, you're much more too.
She was brought to me, to my attention, that she said my style is direct, especially, over emails, things of that nature. So I've been trying to work on that. I don't mean any harm, or the way that I come at you is not, it's not belittling. It's not anything of that nature. I'm older. I'm used to the more direct things. We didn't have emoticons growing up. You know what I mean? So there was no LOLs or any of that kind of stuff beforehand. It was just a linear kind of thing. Like, we're here to do something, and these guys need to be done. Okay, boom, boom, boom. And that's really how I've seen it. I don't put extra emotions into it. With talking with people, I do understand that people can interpret that a certain kind of way. But I don't, I think I'm fairly easygoing. I don't come with any kind of gruff or whatever. I just say stuff that, there's no extra with it. So I apologize if that's how it comes off. But that's far from my intention. I want things to go as smoothly at work as possible, and I try to do whatever I can to help that flow. But that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's, like I said, it's generational. I'm thick-skinned, so I don't take too many things personally until I get confirmation that that's legit right there. But other than that, I will go with the flow. I think this week was really good, so I appreciate that. I will try to do what I can to help that go. But other than that, the only thing that I've really had an issue with was just 2 events, and you know what they are. So we don't have to dredge them up. But other than that, I'm here to help out. Not just her, but you as well. I'm kind of in the middle of things, literally. I'm here to help take the load off of her with, monotonous things
that will drive her up the wall, you know, like AP or these audits, etc. And I'm here to kind of help you, although you've, you know, you don't really need help in your role because you've had 3 months before I got here. So you're about 6 months, you're good. You know, and eventually, once I kind of get to where I need to be, I already talked with her, it's going to be my job to help you get to this chair. So, and I'm all for that, you know what I mean? So, whatever, I know I'm quiet, so that, you know, if I don't interact with someone, someone fills in the blanks, you know? It's like any relationship. You can fill in the blanks with great things, and this person's so wow and wonderful, or whatever, and then a few months you find out that person ain't, you know, fill in the blank. Or they're just quiet like I am, and I'm just here to do whatever. But it doesn't mean that I don't like you. It doesn't mean that, you know, I don't respect you. I'm just, I'm quiet until I say something. And when I say something, it's, like I said, it's usually direct, and then I go about my daily activities. You know what I mean? So that's, again, that's just how I am. It's not nothing to do with you. It's not that I don't find you interesting or any of that. It's just, I'm quiet. I'm off in the corner. You know what I mean? Just doing my, kind of doing my thing until, and I chime in here and there, and I just go back to being me. You know, scheduling stuff without checking in with you, I can see how that would be an issue. So yeah, I will strive to try to like contact you before different things of that nature. You know, regardless of why I did it before. Okay, you know. Cool.
I think that is just a good rule of thumb for all of us, though, because I don't always put stuff on calendars, like on my personal like Outlook calendar.
Right.
So before we schedule anything for anybody, I think like you might have a doctor's appointment that we forgot to put on knock or something like that, or like you might have a class on Grace Hill that you need to do, and you just don't put that on the calendar. So it's just a good rule of thumb to just. And that's why I'm saying, and I'm sorry you were not finished yet, but I do think that having a morning check-in, which we kind of do, but not really to that extent, to just kind of say, like, this is what I have on my schedule for today. I wanted to spend an hour of Grace Hill at this point, so just try not to schedule anything there. Or, you know, I needed to take a longer lunch today to go, do something. It's just a good kind of point for us to check in with each other. Like I said, I don't always put what I'm doing on the NOC calendar. It is usually on my Outlook calendar, but I don't always explain that to you guys. So it's a good morning check-in. I mean, we're supposed to be morning huddles. We just haven't really done it because we're not supposed to be in, like, close confined areas. But it is a good idea for us to get in the habit of communicating with each other what our itinerary is for the day and stuff like that. Either of you guys have anything further that you feel like we need to discuss?
You know, if she doesn't want to talk about certain stuff, that's cool. If we're going to move forward, I'm good with that.
Okay.
I don't mind. I'm open to it. I just didn't want to bring up things that start bringing up things where I could. Issues with it, like make a list of things or something like that. Like, I just didn't personally, but I'm more than happy to talk about things that happen that you don't feel comfortable with or whatever. I don't mind doing that. I just didn't want to sit here when it was my turn to talk, just like go on a list of like things that like bothered me in the past. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you feel like it would be beneficial to hash them out a bit?
I mean, I would not like to have this conversation again. So if there's something that I'm doing that could be, there's certain things that I'm just not going to do because that's who I am. And I think that's sufficient. I mean, the one thing that I do love about Thrive is that the diversity of not only thought, but it should be communication as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're not all going to be the same.
Yeah.
So understanding is not agreement. Understanding is you have a side, I have a side, but we come together in the middle. You know what I mean? For the betterment or some common cause.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I'm all about that. So if there is something, something on your mind, let it off. Again, I'm thick skinned. This is not passive, not into microaggressions. I'm into understanding, however that is, and then we go from there. And, you know, I would prefer if there's something that's underlining, something that's under the skin, let's deal with it. You know? But the only way that I'll know is unless something's said, because even with my relationships, it's hard. I'm obtuse. I'm oblivious to certain things. And I didn't know. I thought we were cool. So silence doesn't always mean things are favorable. You know. So I mean, but it's up to you. If you just want to move forward, I'm good. But again, I don't want to have another one.
It is solely, again, feel free to correct me, a communication thing of things being too direct, feeling like orders, I guess, versus requests. And the schedule, we already talked about the scheduling thing. So that's really, I think, the main root of it. I do think that, and you address this too, it's a feeling of not having respect, of you not seeing him in as a manager, of you coming directly to me where you could ask him similar questions. Does that sound, again, please correct me. I'm just trying to, I want to make sure everything is out in the open. I can make this really, really simple and really direct. We can talk about the specific incidents that we all three are fully aware of. It's Christmas Eve, and it's the issue with Alana when you mentioned about working for 5 minutes before. Like, those are the two things that we're talking about. You guys both told me versions of what happened on Christmas Eve that are very different. I just want to throw that out there. And I think that that issue doesn't need to be brought up again, because I see that as a one-time issue, personally. I don't think that's gonna happen again, and I think that we're past that. The other issue, I think, is, you know, you both don't always see the workload of the other person. Honestly, if you find that the way that you can focus better is to have headphones in, to watch something on your phone while you do other work, as long as your work gets done, I don't care. I have a similar way to do it. I will have my phone on with something, and I'll use my dual monitors, and I will be watching something on my phone. If I'm being completely honest, I do the same thing. As long as the work gets done, I'm fine with it. It may not be Thrive policy to do that, and I apologize. I'm fine with getting written up for it, but it helps me focus when I have some background noise. And if that works for Kim, I'm honestly fine with it, as long as everything gets done. If you're still answering phones, if you're still helping residents, if you pull your headphones out and you're still able to listen to things that are happening in the lobby, cool, we're good. That's not the way you work, and that's fine too. I'm okay with it. I really want you both to understand that that I don't think that you guys getting along on a like a friendly level, that's okay. I think that we can work effectively as a team without being friends afterwards. That sounds horrible, I'm sorry. But you know, it's your work life and your family life and friends life can be separate, and we can still work at work effectively as a team without being best friends later. Like, Alana and I feel like we have a different relationship than you and I have. Like, Alana and I are closer in age. I feel like, you know, we have a different way of communicating. You and I are kind of right in the middle, I guess, age-wise. And I, you know, we have our own way of communicating, and I understand your way of communicating just fine, too. But I think that the age gap is a huge element. I'm sorry, I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So I wanted to go this way a little bit more delicately, but I agree with both of you that we don't want to have this conversation again. And if as long as all of the cards are on the table, I think that we won. So I apologize if that last little bit was not as delicate as the rest of it, but I'm gonna come back to how I started this though. Like, you guys are both very strong in your roles. You both have things to work on before you get to where your next step is. And I wanna make sure that you are in the environment that you're comfortable in to make sure that that happens. Both of you are very close to moving up. And I just would hate for our team to split because of something that we didn't speak about. So if either of you didn't bring up something that you think will fester and might ruin the team that we have right now, I would say that it is important for us to talk about. So either of you feel like we need to go over specific events further?
I'm good.
You prefer for us to just...
If you both want to, like, fine with that, but I personally don't need to for moving
forward. Okay. Well, thank you both for sitting through that. If we feel like we need to do anything else, I did speak with Alyssa from HR about facilitating something further if we need to, because I told her that I don't fully know what I'm doing. So, if you guys think that we need to do something else, I have no ego in this. I don't mind having Alyssa do this instead, because know if what I did was effective or not. Any further thoughts? No? You think we'll be okay on Tuesday? Okay. We can be done.
Appreciate both of y'all's time.
Yeah, it's freezing. Oh, thanks. Well, there is that too, but yeah. I guess that would be the bare minimum that you'd expect. Yeah. I don't have my keys. Can you let me back in the office?
Yeah, I left the phone to there.
So. Oh, okay. My phone.
I'm going to start in tonight, or probably just earlier. Drops on this, so it.
I think it
Omega Red.